This is Studio 360. I'm Kurt Anderson. Now, picture your high school chemistry classroom. Bunsen burners, test tubes, that emergency shower contraption, but most of all, the big poster on one wall. That complicated jumble of boxes, letters, and numbers that is the periodic table of the elements. For scientists, the periodic table is a crucial and hugely coveted piece of real estate. And it's all thanks to a 19th century Russian chemist named Dmitri Mendeleev. This week in Design for the Real World, science writer Sam Keen explains the origin and enduring brilliance of the periodic table.
If you absorb nothing else from your education in chemistry class, the periodic table is probably the one thing that you can recall. One of the early tables was by an English chemist named John Newlands. If you look at the top of the periodic table, it repeats, it wraps around from the right-hand side to the left-hand side after eight elements. And Newlands compared that with the notes on an octave scale. But the scientists of the time were not too impressed with the musical analogy that he came up with. But a few of them had versions that are pretty close and pretty recognizable to the periodic table that we have now.
There's antimony, arsenic, aluminum, selenium, and hydrogen, and oxygen, and nitrogen, and rhenium, and nickel, neodymium, neptunium, germanium, and iron, americium, ruthenium, uranium.
There is a legend about Mendeleev playing a sort of chemical solitaire in his office where he would take the elements and be constantly rearranging them to try to improve his periodic table. And that's not quite true. But he definitely knew that having something easy to look at and an easy visual representation would be key to getting his ideas accepted.
Potassium, K plus one. Calcium, Ca plus two.
Basically, he had Cr columns and rows of elements, and he fit them so that elements with similar properties were in the same row. But between uranium, the element 92, and elements in the high 50s, scientists had no idea where exactly the elements should be arranged. And if you look at the original periodic table, there's actually a number of question marks by the elements. And it was a little frustrating for Mendeleev to have to leave gaps on his table. It actually turned out to be a boon for his table because he was able to predict the properties of new elements, which showed scientists that the periodic table could help them in their quest to discover new elements. The noble gases got their name because they're aloof elements. They don't interact with the rabble on the rest of the periodic table. So you might think of them as an aristocrat, somebody a little more noble. And when they were discovered, all they had to do was simply add a new column on the table. And because the elements, their weights fit in exactly between the weights of other elements, it proved that Mendeleev's table was flexible and able to accommodate new ideas.
A compound, a substance composed of two or more elements chemically combined in definite proportions by weight.
We're at kind of a special point in periodic table history right now, because the seventh row was recently completed. It's such an iconic image. It summarizes all of the knowledge that chemists have of how atoms work. And it's such a common tool around the world. It's really a universal idea. It's something that, even if we met, say, an alien civilization, that's probably one of the few things we would be able to converse intelligibly with them about. If they're at all smart enough to get to Earth, they almost certainly have discovered something like the periodic table.
Sam Keen is the author of a book about the periodic table called The Disappearing Spoon. KGHK's Becky Sullivan produced our story. You can hear all of our Design for the Real World segments at Studio360.org.